Universities are holding crisis talks with the federal government over proposed new laws that could cap the number of places for international students. Universities are concerned capping the number of foreign students could severely damage their business plans. They say they've had to become so financially reliant on foreign students because the government has not been adequately funding universities. There were 671,000 international students in Australia in March. While education is Australia's fourth largest export, there is also concern large numbers of international students are putting pressure on what is already a difficult housing market. Independent Senator David Pocock says there needs to be a trade-off.
Addressing funding for universities is critical. At the same time, having a conversation about immigration, given our current housing crisis, is important. So if they're going to cap international student numbers, there has to be investment in research. Because what we do know is universities are having to increase international student numbers to cross-subsidise research.